Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Morning, welcome to Thursday's show. Chris Stapleton's in later, so.
Yay!
Morning, what did I say here?
Morning studio.
Morning studio!
Morning!
Sorry, I got excited about Chris and I forget what I normally do. This is funny. So Lunchbox plays rec soccer, right? And so some people try to come and steal their bags. Like, like your bags you keep stuff in.
Like your wallet, backpack. Your keys, your cell. Yeah, it's like a backpack, a gym bag, whatever. You have it sitting on the bench and there's little punks walking around the track, and then we start the game or whatever, and all of a sudden they yell, go! And the four or five of them run up and grab as many bags as they can, and they take off running.
As you're playing soccer.
As I'm playing soccer.
So what'd you do?
What do you think I did? Your boy starts chasing them. I felt like I was on an episode of Cops. I mean, the game just stops, and we all just start hightailing after these people, these little kids. And
how old were they?
I'd probably say about 14 or 15.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
goodness.
They start ditching the bags as they're running because they're like, oh, no, these guys are chasing us. And I don't know, they didn't get any bags, but we had to call the cops, and the cops came. We're searching around the area for them. Didn't find them, but
They
were some brazen punks.
How many of the people on the field took off after the kids?
There's 22 people on the field. I would say 18 of them just started chasing them.
Wow.
Just automatically. And I'm like,
I'd
guys.
I'd be scared too if I were the kids. The numbers game just went dead.
You're
like, oh, no.
You're gone.
And you might want to get like fat softball guy that is, you know, kind of like a little overweight and drinking some beer. Not people that are running up and down the soccer field. Probably not the smartest one, but I got to give them credit because they were brazen. Very.
You use that word twice.
Yeah, what does
now.
That word mean? Brazen.
Bold.
Why not just say
brave.
Because brazen is a new like term I heard.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Maybe one of the cops used it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I was like, man, that is crazy.
Did you wait around for the cops?
Yeah, well, we still had a game to play.
No, then you went and played the game.
Yeah.
Did you win?
No, we lost 2-1. But that's okay.
Hey, close.
But hey, at least I got my bag back.
Did they grab your bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you MVP of the game, even though you lost?
No, I gave up the game-winning goal. Let's be honest.
Did the cop think that y'all should have chased after him? Because, like, what if one of them had a weapon or something?
We didn't think about that. It's just instinct. You see it happen, and you
who
react.
Is the leader of the running group? Like, who is up front?
You know he's going to say him.
Yeah, duh.
I mean, your boy was on their tail. Let's be real.
You almost had him?
I was smoking it.
You almost had him?
Oh, yeah. I was like, boys, you better come back here.
You were yelling at him?
Yeah.
They
started ditching them left, right, just throwing the bags. They didn't even have time to go through them.
Cops.
I mean,
in junior high.
Let's just talk about, had they stolen Lunchbox's bag, what would they have gotten away with?
Like, oh, my credit card and my ID and my car keys cell phone.
Well, that's a cool
And some dirty socks.
That's a good story.
Woo!
I'm glad you got your bag. I'm glad everybody got their bags back.
Yeah. I'll be watching out for those guys next game.
They ain't doing that again.
No, they're
not doing that again. No.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So Donor Closet, it's a nonprofit in Spokane, Washington, where volunteers refurbish wheelchairs and other medical equipment for people who can't afford it themselves. And so they go in. First of all, they find old wheelchairs. They donate them. And then some people go in, donate their time, and they rebuild this stuff. And then they make sure to get them to people who are struggling to pay for them. The founder was living with MS, was having trouble affording some of the equipment that he needed to get around. And so we started this, and now they're able to help hundreds of people.
Wow.
So to Donor Closet, which is that's pretty cool. In Spokane, Washington, I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in airline news. American Airlines said that a computer glitch allowed too many pilots to take off the weeks around Christmas. Thousands of flights may now be affected. In TV news, a new article from Variety magazine gives some details about the accusations against the longtime TV news personality Matt Lauer. It's online now. And finally, health officials are saying this year's flu shot is only 10% effective, but they still recommend getting it.
How do you do your laundry? Like, do you do it every day? Do you?
It depends on how much. No, not daily, but it just depends on how much I've worked out or done other things. Because workouts, that's what really starts to pile up the clothes.
I'm a single guy.
Yeah.
My laundry room, it's like a laundry bomb went off.
Oh, then you need to do it.
Well, and I try.
Yeah.
So what I did is I got online, and I'm so lazy. And I was like, does anyone do laundry? That's all I typed in.
Uh-huh.
And there's a service that comes to my house, and it's like $20 a bag. and you put as much into a bag, and it's supposed to come back today. It could be a trick.
Okay, so they took it away from you, and yeah. They're going to bring it back clean?
Supposedly.
Folded?
Today at 4, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. Well. So I sent off a few bags. So okay. I may never see those clothes again, or they may come back clean.
That's amazing.
But my laundry room was just, I couldn't walk in. I couldn't even open my door because it was closed.
Yeah. I mean, I could see, yeah, if my husband was living alone, that's sort of how it would pile up. Or he would just throw everything in the washing machine together, all in the same, you know,
I have
water
so many
temp.
Pinkish white shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll wash things. I don't even know how to do laundry. I never had a laundry teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that's true. Yeah,
Because my mom didn't teach me how to do laundry. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know how to shave either, like really, because I didn't have a dad growing up. Mm-hmm. And so I learned how to shave by just watching like people on TV. Are you supposed to go against the grain or no?
Against.
You are supposed to? Yeah. See little things on you? I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to go with the grain on your beard.
I'll teach you.
Okay.
Oh, dude. Will you, Eddie?
Come on over. I'll teach you.
Eddie, does your 9-year-old son want to know about that stuff?
No, I mean, I feel like he's already kind of got a little mustache going, and I feel like it's almost time for the lesson.
At 9?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But he is Mexican, so.
You're feeling mature.
Our mustaches really? Grow thick.
No. Mustachios.
What? Oh, mustachios.
Mustachios.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for the positivity on a Thursday. It's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Our goal is to bring you good. Okay, have this. There's a couple in Atlanta. They're on the way to the hospital. She's pregnant. She's like, I'm gonna have a baby. We gotta get there. And so they're walking out the front door, head into the hospital. And she was like, I don't think I'm gonna get there. So on the sidewalk, they start to have the baby.
What? Yeah. On the sidewalk?
Yeah, on the sidewalk.
Okay.
But Marcus Nash, a veteran, was like, hey, I got you. I can do this. And so he delivered the baby right there in front of the house on the sidewalk. And then they took it to the hospital. Like, how about that?
It's like, where were you born? Like, what hospital you born at? Oh, the corner of happy and healthy.
They were talking to her on the news. She's like, I just laid down right here. And she's like,
wow.
And then luckily he knew what he was doing. He'd been in the military.
Yeah.
Had done a lot of medical stuff. And was like, okay. He just happened to be there too. I was like, I got this. All right. Bring the baby.
Man.
That's crazy.
Delivered the baby. Amy, you're up.
So Fifth Third Bank in Cincinnati gave a couple, Nikki and Christian, money to pay off their student loans. They thought they were entering a little program at the bank where you sign up for this app and it basically rounds up all of your payments. Like even if it's just 5 cents, 30 cents, it rounds it up.
I've heard of that before.
And it goes towards their college debt or whatever student loans they have. And they thought they were making a video for the app. And it was really to enter this contest that they didn't even know about. And they won. And the bank showed up, knocked on their door, paid off $37,000 worth of student loan debt.
Wow.
That also sounds good advertising for their app.
Yeah, it's true. But also, it sounds very Publishers Clearinghouse-y.
Yeah.
But again, something that the kids may not even know what that is. Like Publishers Clearinghouse, where Ed McMahon used to knock on doors.
That was
the
day.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Everybody used to, back in the good old days, Publishers Clearinghouse. Man.
Yeah, like if that van rolled up.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Corey Clement is a running back for the Philadelphia Eagles. Back when he was in ninth grade, he was in his guidance counselor's office in high school, and he was like, oh my goodness, you have a BMW? That is so crazy. And so they were mapping out his career goals, and he said, I want to make it to the NFL. And she said, if you ever make it to the NFL, you come back and I will give you my BMW.
Oh.
And so he went undrafted, but he signed with the Eagles, went back, and she gave him the BMW.
Wow.
Holy cow. I mean, there's some irony to the counselor giving the NFL player the BMW.
For sure.
But that's still a cool story. Wow, look at that. How about that? Hopefully he, like, buys her a house if he gets a second contract or something. All right, there you go. Good news.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
All right, 90 minutes till my buddy Chris Stapleton's in studio.
I know right away I went wrong.
Hope you hang around.
I'm just a traveler.
Stapleton in about 90 minutes.
Broken halos, broken wings.
His album's out tomorrow. Hey, how about this? It's something I think we should get into. Amy bought a big reindeer from Target, and so she's going a little overboard at Christmas. So what I want to do is open up and say, hey, you call us too. I'd love to hear your story. Right, have you gone a little overboard with Christmas? I mean, here we are. It's November 30th. And Amy's buying reindeer for the front yard. She's got stockings all over the place. If you've gone overboard, we want to hear from you. 877-77-BOBBY.
Yeah.
That's it.
We've only had that number for 12 years. When we started this show, so if you're new to the show, like I'm the only one that's ever done radio, and everybody else, these are all my friends who've never done radio. Like Amy was selling granite, and Lunchbox was a delivery driver at Jason's Deli, and Eddie was a TV news producer. But when I started, I had to pay for all the stuff myself. And they were like, hey, you need a phone number. So I had to buy an 800 number.
How much is that?
Well, you have to pay per, back in the day,
yeah,
you had to pay per how much people used it. I mean, we have, you know, a bunch of lines.
So it gets expensive.
But we couldn't find an 800 number. So that's why it's 877-77-BOBBY. We spent weeks trying to figure out a number. It was like 1-800-CALL-BOBBY. Couldn't, somebody had it. 1-800-BOBBY-BONE. None of that worked. So for like the last 12 years, 877-77-BOBBY.
But
that's the story of the number, is that we sat in a room and I had to pay for it myself.
Wow.
I had to pay for all the stuff.
Yeah, now that number just sounds perfect to me. Mm. If you said anything else,
but
I'd be like,
who has an 877 number?
You.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah. Bobby
Bones. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Brett Eldridge announced on Instagram that he's headlining his first major tour. He's calling it the Long Way Tour, and it's going to start April 5th in Idaho. Devin Dawson and Jillian Jacklin will open the shows.
Jillian's been on tour with me for the past 3 months.
Yeah, I was like, wait, whoa, she was opening for Bobby.
No, like I searched these people out. My last three openers have been Jillian Jacklin.
Mm-hmm.
Carly Pierce.
Yeah.
Walker Hayes.
And look at them.
I'm telling
Walker
you.
Walker posted a picture of like his song going gold or something. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
She's awesome. Brett's awesome. That whole thing's good. Yeah, what else?
Beyonce had the most liked Instagram post of the year. 11.2 million people liked her pregnancy photo where she was
so
wearing that weird outfit with the veil, like lingerie situation.
11 people clicked the heart.
No, 11.2 million.
That's what I mean. 11. Oh. Yeah, 11. I'm yeah. used to mine. Sorry. Yes, 11 million people. Wow.
A close second was soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo with his daughter.
There you go.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A 49-year-old man was going around the neighborhood breaking into cars, breaking the windows, getting whatever he could, moving on. Then he walks up to a car, tries the door handle. Man, it's open. So he opens the door. Only problem is there was an undercover cop sitting in the front seat. And so they chased him down the street and arrested him. Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
That makes me laugh. That was funny. I was like, oops. All right.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
We were talking earlier about going overboard at Christmas with decorations, and I said, hey, Amy bought a big reindeer for the lawn. And then we turn the mics off and we go about our business. And Amy goes, oh, no, no, I bought more than that. And I was like, well, what else do you buy?
Well, I bought like a mama reindeer and then a baby reindeer.
Yeah.
And then I am going to get this alpaca because it's so cute and it's actually really colorful. And it wears like a scarf and everything. I can't wait.
A Christmas alpaca?
It's a Christmas alpaca and it goes in your yard. Hmm. And it's the cutest thing you've ever seen because I have lots of framed alpacas in my house. And now I'm like, I might go straight alpaca theme.
Huh. Luann in Alabama.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for calling. We're talking about going a little overboard for Christmas.
Yes, and we did. My husband and I are first-time grandparents. So we bought the Santa suit and the jingle bells. Even bought a new ladder so that he can get on the roof Christmas Eve and stomp around and jingle some bells. We got some baby powder and a...
Don't ruin things here. We don't want to give too many details about the old Saint Nick and what he does. You know what I'm saying?
His secrets?
Yeah.
He doesn't
do
like
that.
People to know.
I do love the Santa ladder, though. That helps him.
Yeah. Might have to get one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you. Guys, we can't give Santa secrets away on the air. There are lots of kids listening. Wink, mm-hmm. wink. Everybody got me?
Got it.
All right. Danny in Indiana. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So So I'm not the over-decorator, but my neighbor is. He's super obnoxious about it. He actually had his lights up about 3 weeks ago where he's, like, decorating the driveway. He's decorating bushes and the trees and, like, the rooftop and everything. And the craziest thing about it, well, the funniest thing about it, is that he's got this little strobe light where, like, your porch light is. He's got, like, this decorative strobe light that is, like, going off. And I'm like, is there a party over here or what? But, yeah, he's super obnoxious about it. It's crazy.
That's fun. Hey, bah humbug to you too, my friend. Yeah, appreciate you. That's funny. Let's do this one. Katie in Virginia. Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
So it's not actually my family that's overboard. We decorate inside, but our neighbors are so annoying about their decorations outside. They start Halloween night while they have trick-or-treaters.
That's kind of fun to trick-or-treat
their
Christmas
tradition.
House.
Yeah.
Because it's so over the top. Man, everybody's like, bomb again.
I guess it's if you're, I don't know. I feel like if my neighbor was doing that, I'd be fine with it.
You know, I guess it's you either love it or you're annoyed by it. I don't decorate because it's just me and my dog. And when I had a girlfriend, she would decorate. But again, what do I? I'm not going to put up a little tree unless someone puts it up for me. I don't got any feeling my stocking would care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not putting any stockings up. One more. Hey, Jake in Alabama. Oh, we lost Jake in Alabama.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate all those calls. Amy?
I know.
A wise man once said to me, I'd just like to share something. I believe in passing knowledge around. Always buy the alpaca.
They were sold out. I got to wait for the alpaca to come back in stock.
No.
Apparently, he's popular. And I need multiple.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
This guy stole a Ferrari. So what happened is he walked into the service center, and the Ferrari's keys were laying on the table. So he goes, I'll take those, hops in the Ferrari, steals the Ferrari. So he's driving the Ferrari around. He's broke. And just the gas station going, hey, can I get some money for gas? And they're like, for what? Well, my $300,000 Ferrari.
Yeah.
So it didn't all add up. And they ended up catching him. And they're like, we got you. And so, again, you can't ask for gas when you still have $300,000 Ferrari.
The long arm of the law caught up with the suspected car thief here. Witnesses tell us that not only was he begging for money to put gas in the car, but he couldn't even figure out how to put the gas in the car. And so that's when he even offered to sell the car to a station employee for $5,000.
Police found him hiding in some nearby bushes and arrested 38-year-old Israel Rangel.
Hey, guy.
Some bushes.
Hey, guy. Chris Stapleton in about 45 minutes.
I know right where I went wrong.
If you like that Stapleton fella, hang out. I always think trying to guess people's middle names is a thing. And you know the Thomas Rhett song where it's like, hey, and I try to guess your middle name. So it's this right here.
Whoa. Trying to guess your middle name.
I was thinking about that. I don't know everybody's middle name in this room.
Huh.
So, Amy.
You know mine.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I knew you knew it.
Yeah. Mine's a William.
Yep.
Bobby William. Do you guys know that?
No.
Yeah. You did something, Bobby William?
No. Bobby William, what up?
Okay, so, Lunchbox. It's got to be something like, so generic. Like
Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be... What is your name?
Patrick.
Yeah, ooh. Okay, something like that. Yeah, yeah. What is it?
Whoa, you guys think that's my middle name?
What's your middle name?
Donald.
It really
no, it's
is?
Not.
After my grandpa.
No.
Your middle name's Donald?
That you goes never... with your real first name, Donald.
Yeah.
So you have your real first name.
No way.
Which
no
you
way.
Can find online.
No way.
I don't even care if you say it. It's Dan Donald. Your name's Dan Donald.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Wait a minute.
It's like Jason Gibble.
That's
his
my,
fake
that's
name.
My grandpa's
his
name.
His fake name is Jason Gibble, the Lunchbox uses.
All the time. If you ever get a
that's
call from Jason
that's my grandpa's
Gibble.
Name. My dad's dad is Donald.
Okay.
And that's what my middle name is after.
You're telling me your name is Dan Donald.
Is that bad?
No. I'm just asking.
That's
if
I awesome. Mean,
look, NLR is that the
your
truth?
Your name is Bobby William.
I know, but NLR is that the truth? Dan Donald.
No.
Why would you?
Why
lie?
Why you lie, Dee Dee?
Dee Dee Box.
Yeah, Dee Dee.
Eddie, okay. What is yours?
Luis.
So it's Eduardo Luis.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us your middle name?
Yeah,
do I want to tell you so everybody can have my social security number?
How are they going to get your social
security
number?
That's not how it works.
Oh, that's not how it works.
I mean, I just said mine, you said yours, but yet he thinks people are going to get his social.
And of all of ours to go after?
They're not going to go after you.
I don't think he's the one.
They're going to go after Bobby William, dude.
I've said my middle name before a million times.
Oh, people have gotten after Bobby William before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bobby William has lots of luck.
Consequently, we have been all gone after because of Bobby William, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I know. Someone that worked for the IRS and
For the IRS hacked into the files, into the IRS to try to find my information, and then not only they found it, but it's someone who worked for the IRS.
Yes, but she didn't have clearance for what she was doing.
And that's why it tipped
her
off.
And then she got flagged.
And they went after Amy, and they went after my girlfriend at the time, and then the law showed up to my house, dropped their badges, and I was like, I'm going to jail. I don't even know what I did, but I'm going to jail. And they were like, here is this person.
Yeah, it was like crazy.
And I recognized her from coming to tons of station events.
Yep.
I haven't seen her. Anybody seen her since?
No. I knew exactly who she was. Mm.
In the big house, you really think so?
For sure, you can't do that stuff.
She like hacked into the IRS.
Can't
file.
Do that, man.
Do you want to tell us your middle name?
You really want me to?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
He's coming up with another name.
Hit
right now.
Hit that Thomas Rhett clip. It's a whole thing.
I don't care. I'm done. Ashley in Georgia, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Bobby? I'm a first-time caller.
Hey! Good morning to you. How's your morning going?
It's going good. I'm just on the way to work.
Yeah, what kind of job do you have?
I'm in insurance.
Yeah, what kind of insurance?
Well, we do all kinds. We do commercial, personal, all of it. So we don't have any boundaries when it comes to insurance.
And nor should you. That's right. No boundary. That's how I live my life, too. Well, I'm glad you're on, and thanks for listening. And we'll give you a chance now to play against Amy in the Who Has the Most Instagram Followers game. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So, Amy, you'll write yours down. She'll answer out loud. Hey, don't answer out loud, Ashley, till I say, okay?
Okay.
Question number one. Who has more Instagram followers, Blake Shelton or Tim McGraw?
Ooh.
Write your answer down, Amy.
Okay.
Who has more Instagram followers, Blake or Tim? All right. Ashley, what is your answer?
I'm going to go with Blake Shelton.
Amy, what do you have?
Blake.
The answer is Blake. You find the spot. All right, 1-1. The money. You be the pretty and I'll be the fun. All right, let's go. Number two.
She got lucky.
Oh, all right. Number two, who has more Instagram followers? Tom Hanks.
Ooh.
Or Tom Brady?
What?
Now, Tom Hanks, great actor. Tom Brady, great football player.
Wow.
Both could be considered the greatest of all time in what they do. So, who has more Instagram followers, Tom Brady or Tom Hanks?
Okay. Ooh, I'm in.
Ashley, what do you have, Ashley?
I'm going to go with Brady.
Amy?
I go Brady, too.
You both go Brady. The answer is Tom Hanks.
What?
Yeah, you both missed
it.
No,
I thought he would get some pour over from like Giselle and...
Well, maybe Tom Hanks gets pour over from Forrest. All right, let's do one more. For the win, if somebody gets this, it's over. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who has more Instagram followers? Amy from The Bobby Bone Show or SpongeBob SquarePants?
Oh, great.
All right, there's Ash. Who has more Insta followers, Amy or SpongeBob?
Okay.
All right.
Ashley, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Amy.
All right. And Amy, who are you going with?
Thanks for believing in me, but I'm totally going SpongeBob.
All right. Show me the answer. Is it Amy or SpongeBob?
Who lives in a pineapple?
SpongeBob!
Oh, no!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he.
SpongeBob! Oh, Ashley.
Oh, man.
I'm very sorry about that. Can we
Let's give her a prize anyways.
Do I have another? Can I
get
one?
Yeah, I have that one.
Yeah, she can have mine.
So we have, listen, these are just our things that we own, Ashley. I'm going to be honest with you. They don't give us much around here. Like, we don't own a single prize. But what we like to do is give away our stuff that we own. So what I have, what we have, is a Garth Brooks The Anthology Volume 1. It's
oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, I love that she loves it.
Yes. So it's brand new. It hasn't even been opened yet. And so,
oh my God,
we'll just mail you ours. I think I gave mine away last week. Amy, this is Amy's here.
Yeah,
Amy lost it.
I'm a total Garth Brooks fan.
Awesome,
I love him.
Wait, did she?
Thank you
did
so
she
much.
Win?
No, I won, but we're giving her a prize.
Oh, Merry Christmas! Yeah, more of a Christmas present.
She lost because she believed in me.
Like,
she
wait
thought
a second.
I was
Yeah. No, it's just Merry Christmas. You didn't win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ashley, you didn't win, but Merry Christmas. How about that?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Fans.
Thank you for listening. I really appreciate that. Stay on hold. You know, and it's things like that that make me – and we're lucky enough to have a band in our studio.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, all
they're
Christmas.
Always ready.
Yeah, so
– love this time of year.
It's times like that where it's like, I just want – you guys ready to strike with the band? I want a two. A one, two, three, four.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hey, play it, boys.
Soon the bells will start.
Yeah.
And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Hey, play us out on some solo.
Sounding good today, guys.
You guys sound great. Keep going. I'm going to play a song, but keep playing over there. Here's Kelly Clarkson doing Carpool Karaoke.
But since you've been gone,
she's awesome. I love her, man.
Love so soft.
Y'all feel that?
Yeah. Love is so good. Making the new bag in the show. Gonna cause chop. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you lighter.
I mean, that segment still makes me smile. After the years and the hundreds of them I've seen, I still smile. In the next 15 minutes... The Morning Corny, Amy's 30-Second Skinny, and Chris Stapleton in studio. That's all in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah. I'm just a traveler on this earth, shut my heart behind the pocket of my shirt.
So Amy's trying to wrap this adoption up and get her two kids here. And so Ray has started, like in the Super Bowl, you can buy, you know, what this final score is going to be. I sent Ray an email last night asking if I could have a few dates. I never got a response back. Because you're able to buy a date when you think Amy's kids will step on American soil. And so I asked for certain dates. Can I have them?
I asked for $40. You want 4 days? Give me $40. Those 4 days are wide open right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm calling them and I'll get you the $40.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what the days are. Okay. You don't need to know what my days are.
You can't do Christmas or Christmas Eve. Salesperson took those two. You weren't. You were 19, 20, 21, 22.
I just said I wasn't.
He said he wasn't going to say.
Nice, hey. Right?
Oh, now I know.
Yeah, let's get those kids up around the 19th.
Bobby, I thought you were going like January.
You know.
You get some insider trading stuff?
Well, here's the thing. I know that you really feel confident.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a confidence thing with you. And Amy's felt confident that she was going to get her kids here?
I mean, I've felt this for a long time. So there's so many times where I've said, oh, yeah, for sure. They're going to be here in May. They're going to be here in June. They're going to be here in September. I mean, so you never know.
I know.
They can get here in March.
But they took their passport pictures yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
It's a big step.
And Amy said that. And so...
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Are there any other updates later today that you can share with us?
Yeah.
There's an update.
Okay, so we'll hear about that later. Ray, I called dibs. I'm going to pay you for those 4 days, okay?
Yeah.
I want to put money on some days,
no!
too.
No! That's insider trading.
You can't.
Pete
no,
Rose. Pete Rose.
Yeah, Martha Stewart stuff. No.
That's Pete Rose, Martha Stewart.
Can't do that.
So, okay, Chris Stapleton in 10 minutes.
Pete Rose.
a new survey that talked to a whole bunch of people. They say that women spend, on average, $170 for holiday gifts. And they expect gifts about the same. You know, women spend what they expect back. Men, on the other hand, they spend about $90 and they expect about $200 in gifts back.
Ooh.
Good guys.
Yeah.
Good guys out there.
We're a real
y'all
treat.
Are awesome.
Clearly, the math's not working here.
Right.
What's the goal, Amy, you and your husband, as far as Christmas goes? Do you get him something and is it hard to hide it because you have the same checking accounts? Like, is that a whole thing?
Yeah, but where I order from, well, Amazon's amazing because I can order from Amazon and that'll be on the bill, but he has no idea what I ordered from Amazon. You know what I'm saying?
So it's just Amazon.
Yeah, that's been a saver for like birthday presents, all kinds of things, because it just is so, it could be a million different things. He doesn't know.
Okay, have you got his present already?
However, if I order from like Travis Matthews or something, then he knows.
Yeah.
Which was his favorite golf place, by the way. Yeah, I've already got him. I'm good. We're set. And I think I already got mine, so I already know it.
You think he gave you yours?
No, we already talked about it. I said, don't worry about, because when we were talking about getting me a car for, like, our new
whoa,
family car.
What a gift. It's a nice gift.
No.
Wow.
It was, you know, it was like a obviously.
Hey, I can use Christmas present. I can use a jet ski or four wheeler.
Hey, whoa, money. Everybody, like, it's just like when you are doing something like that, you don't want to, like, Eddie, you just got a new Jeep. Would you be like, don't worry about me for Christmas?
That's exactly what I said.
Hey, anybody have one of those rocket launcher packs you wear in the water and shoot you up in the lake?
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah. But
well, who knows? I did that wife thing where I said, don't worry about getting me a Christmas present because we just got a new car.
But you really want one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Darius Rucker posted the cutest video of two little girls in the kitchen on a stool talking to Alexa, trying to get Alexa to play some of Darius's old songs.
Yeah, and so they're asking for Hootie and the Blowfish. And at first you're like, what? And they're like, Hootie and the Goldfish. Here.
Play Hootie and the Goldfish. Yeah. I guess I'll play Hootie and the Goldfish.
I can't find songs about Hootie and the Goldfish.
Oh, no.
And just let her cry.
I love Hootie and the Goldfish.
Yeah, so good. Oh, these little girls are cute.
That's funny. What else you got over there?
Okay, anybody a big fan of West Wing?
West Wing.
West Wing. I mean, that was one of the most popular shows ever. I went back and watched it on Netflix or
from like
somewhere.
The 90s?
Yes. No. Remember when I went back and watched like all of it? I was way late to the game. Well, Aaron Sorkin might be bringing it back, a reboot, but this time with an African-American president. But still, a lot of people are on board and there might be like a thing. There's like a West Wing cult. I thought you thought
West Wing aside, he doesn't do bad shows. He did the Social Network movie. I mean, he's done the Newsroom on HBO.
Oh, gosh, that show was so good.
It was so good. Like, Aaron Sorkin does good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's known for writing super long actor monologues. And actors are like, he's so great, but I have to memorize 10 pages at a time.
Well, he revealed that anxiety fuels his ambition. He always feels
amen,
like
brother.
His life depends on writing something good. Think that way for your next book.
Think about that way right now. What are you talking about? Chris Stapleton's coming in. He's in the building. But we can't do this without doing the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What kind of music does cheese listen to?
What kind of music does cheese listen to?
R&B. Thank you.
That was the morning corny.
Lots of cheese boards coming up this Christmas. You know it. Tell that at the party.
Do you, Chris Stapleton's coming in? Are we good to let him come
I'm
in?
I'm going to see what if he likes a little R&B.
Don't ask him that joke. Hold on.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Chris Stapleton.
Hey, everybody, clap your hands. Chris Stapleton's here. Yay. What up, buddy? You good?
How's it going, bro? I'm good. How are you?
I have so many questions for you.
We'll ask them.
Every time a new song will come out, I'll play it every time. Every time it comes out, I play it.
I know you do.
But it's like I play it and then I say Chris Stapleton is like pizza of artists. Because everybody loves pizza. Like all your songs are like pizza. I like all the songs.
I thought you were going to say I was fattening and gave you heartburn.
Not me personally. You give me heartwarm.
Heartwarm.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But you're like your music's like pizza because everybody loves all of it, and some better than others. But there's not pizza you don't like.
I'm not an olives. I don't like olives.
Yeah, but you can peel the olives off.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
So there are certain lyrics I'll just turn down to turn the song back up.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
But you put out all these songs, and I play every time they come out. I play it. But help me with this because you did Volume 1 and then Volume 2. What's the difference? Like, why on one, why on the other? How do they complement each other? Like, what's the difference in these records?
What's the difference in the records?
Yeah, like, why would you do
songs
two?
On there.
What'd you, there are different songs, but are they supposed to complement each other? Is there a different sound on them?
A lot of them were recorded in the same, like, session of time. So we just had more songs than we had records.
But how do you pick which goes where?
Oh, you just go with your gut and hope that was okay.
You're telling me that album of the year just went with you going with your gut. Like, you cut all these songs.
I think anything good is going with your gut. You know? Yeah.
What are you thinking when you go on stage? Like, what's in your mind? Like,
what am I thinking when I go on stage?
Yeah, you're on stage. It's like you walk up. It's still dark. The light's about to come on like 30 seconds. Like, what's going through your head right then?
I hope my fly's up. You know, kind of, those kind of things. Mainly just, you know, I hope I can, you know, get through the show and play the best show that is available out of me in that moment. But also, right before the the lights come up. There's this brief moment of it's almost quiet, and then the lights come on and it gets louder. For a minute, you get to flip over and be in some other alternate reality, you know, out there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hi, back in the studio with Chris Stapleton. You know, I feel like it just shows people sing every word to all the songs.
They sing a lot of the words to a lot of the songs, yeah. Unless they just don't know them.
Yeah, and, but especially with Traveler.
I'll pull new stuff out all the time.
And you do. And
sometimes it makes people mad, though. You know what I'm saying?
When what?
When I play like something that nobody's ever heard, they're like, why didn't you play one that I knew? I'm just like, I'm sorry, man. I thought you would like this other new one.
Do your people get irritated when you play new songs before they're supposed to come out?
Because no, I don't think so. No, I mean, every now and then there's a guy that somebody would like wish that you had played something that he knew other than the, like, I didn't play somebody's song. Like, you can't, but the show's not long enough at this point. Somebody's song I'm not playing. So I try to mix it up a little bit.
So do you play the full Traveler album?
No, not every night. We have before, maybe a couple times we've played the whole record. If the crowd really is rocking, I've walked back out on the encore and say, hey, I'm going to finish it out. You know, whatever we hadn't played, we'll finish that in the encore. But that's only happened a couple of times. Not that the crowds on our, you know, crowds are great.
Tell me.
Sometimes they have curfews and they make you cut off and you pay
the curfew.
$10,000 a minute fines and things like that. You know, crazy stuff. And you're just like, I don't know, man.
You ever ate the curfew? Pay the money?
I've done it in places where, not where it was $10,000 a minute, no.
That's like a 900 number I call. That's expensive.
I've done it where, you know, we've had to pay hands over time and things like that, you know, just because we wanted to go a little deeper. But you need to start earlier if you want to go too deep.
Tell me about this encore philosophy, because everybody has their own. Will you come out if they're not that loud?
No.
Hey, there are times when you just haven't come out.
Absolutely. But pretty much they earn it. You know, my folks are really good about that most of the time.
So you're saying that if they're loud enough, you're coming out. But if they're not, you're good. Appreciate the show. Thanks for the night.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've before that even had the opportunity, I've got on that. We have a little mic on stage where I can talk to all the crew guys and I just say house music.
Which means turn the lights, house music up so people know it's time for them to go home.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because you feel like the crowd maybe wasn't into it so much?
Yeah, sometimes it would be on me, you know, like I'm done. Like you can hear me talking this morning. I don't sound real great this morning, but it's been that. But, you know, some particular crowds, some crowds can't behave. They'll throw stuff at you or get into
fights.
Wait,
they'll throw stuff at you? What is it, like a saloon in the 1800s?
Yeah, man, we have one. And I blame Marty Stewart for a lot of this. We've had Marty Stewart out for the last leg, and he just gets riled up right before we come on. And I'm not saying anything I don't say to him. I'm joking, of course, but not in some ways. But, we had a show, was it a couple weeks ago? What was it? We had six fights that I could see. We had six fights and at least four beers thrown at me on the stage. Not because they were mad, because they were partying. And then a dude took his shirt off and threw it at me, which I've never had a dude take his shirt off and throw it at me. But it happened.
Why would someone throw a beer at you and think that's a good thing?
Well, they're partially empty, and they are by the time they get up to the...
But still, they're throwing something.
My guitar tech was freaking out. Alex is walking out there. He's like, did any of this get wet? And I'm like, no, man, it's good. We'll finish this and hope they don't kill us before we get out of here.
Will you stop a show if you see a fight get out of control?
I've done that. Yeah, I've stopped a fight. I haven't personally stopped a fight. I've stopped the... Something I will do is if something's really disruptive like that, we'll make sure the security guys shut it down, and then I'll start the song over or I'll play the whole song again. Sometimes I'll finish the song while it's going on. And then I've played more than once. I've played a song twice because somebody was ruining everybody else's good time.
Man, listen to this guy here, Chris Stapleton. Come back tomorrow, will you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Album release day. Chris will be, your mic's not up.
Nope.
I'm a terrible interviewer. All right, come back tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, Chris Stapleton will be here tomorrow. The Bobby Bones Show. In my heart, I don't feel old. But sometimes things happen in my body where I'm like, man, time marches on.
Time marches on.
And so Karen in Arkansas is on first. Hey, Karen, time marches on. What do you have?
So my daughter, she's 9, asked my husband and I a couple of weeks ago if the world was in color when we were kids, when we were growing up. So she was thinking that the world was black and white.
Like the old TV shows. But like
the whole world.
Like Andy Griffith, like the whole world was black and white.
And then y'all lived in it.
Yes. So we lived, and we are not that old. We are in our early 30s, and it was just hilarious.
That's funny. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you. So mine is, yesterday I forgot to take my fiber pills.
Oh, no.
And I worried about it all day.
Your fiber pills.
Yes.
Your Metamucil?
Yes. So
so you worried.
I have to take four Metamucil in the morning, and I take four in the evening. And so...
Wow, you're dependent upon Metamucil.
Man, you need one of those boxes with the days on it.
I know. Yeah. I know. And I didn't get my fiber in. And so all day I was like, I'm not going to be regular. I didn't get my fiber. And it just, I couldn't shake it. I had like 80 things to do, but all I could think about was no fiber. And I was like, dude, you got to stop. Like, you're in your 30s. Time marches on, but man.
Time marches on.
You need, like, backup Metamucil.
I know. Let's go to Heather in Nashville. Heather, time marches on. What do you have?
Okay, so the other day, my cousin just became a foster mom to all these teenage girls. And we were sitting around talking, and they were going to a movie. And I was like, what are you guys going to see? I'm like, we're going to see Wonder. I'm like, oh, is that that new movie that has Julia Roberts in it? And none of them knew who Julia Roberts was.
Oh, dang. My goodness.
You mean America's Sweetheart?
Yeah.
From 20 years ago?
Oh no.
Time marches on. Thank you, Heather. Thank you for calling. Time marches on. Amy, time marches on.
Well, as you grow older and mature, like your conversations with your girlfriends change. And now a legit regular conversation that I don't even think twice about with a lot of my girlfriends is about freezing eggs.
Oh, like your body eggs.
Yeah.
Because
like
of
whether it's for them or other people, like it's just a normal conversation. Like, hey, I'm thinking about booking this appointment or I need to go do this or do it's about that. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like time marches on. We're at that age where, yep. That might need to be happening.
Wow. Time marches on. Slightly sad.
Yeah.
But real life. Like, I wonder that about me. Like, should I save my sperm
now?
No,
guys are different.
Yeah, but who knows what happens, like, as you get older if... Because we don't know the science of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a 70-year-old, is your baby still the same health?
No, that's a good point. But, yeah.
I'd save it anyway. Carly in Tennessee. Hi.
Stick some in your freezer.
Hey, Carly, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Time marches on.
I was at work a couple months ago and had a customer which I'm only 24, but someone born in 2000 came into the store and I made an NSYNC reference for some reason and they had never heard of NSYNC.
What country are they from?
Not America.
Okay, that makes sense because I'm telling you, everybody's heard of NSYNC.
NSYNC was internationally known.
NSYNC's American treasure. Yeah. Stop that.
I would have, I would have looked at them and told them, bye, bye, bye.
Oh, stop. Time marches
on. I should write jokes.
Yes, you should write jokes. Have you heard DMX's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No.
Remember DMX? Like, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here. He has literally put out his first Christmas song.
I want to hear this.
Okay.
This is not a joke.
I want to hear this so bad.
So we can buy it.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from DMX. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it close. Come on. All of the other reindeer used to have to call him names. They never lived for Rudolph. Joining any reindeer game. I mean, come on.
I like it.
He stayed in his lane. Yeah, X gonna give it to you. Gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
All over the news. It's bad news. People doing bad things. Celebrities. You're like, who's even nice anymore? So, good stories about celebrities. Eden, North Carolina. Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
Really good. What's happening?
So, I went to a Luke Bryan and Brett Eldridge concert, and my daughter won a meet and greet with Brett. And instead of doing that typical, hey, here to take a picture, see you later, he actually talked to us and then ended up grabbing my daughter and spinning her around and dancing with her for like 5 minutes. It was really neat.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I'm glad you got to meet him. He's a good dude. Thank you for sharing that story with us.
Thank you.
Have a good day, Eden. So, like, turn on TV. You're going to see this celebrity's me. This celebrity's fired. This celebrity did this. We're talking about good stories with celebrities. Hello. Jesse in Alabama. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. Tell me something here.
Well, I used to work at Disney, and we actually sang for Trace Adkins one year. And after our show, Trace Adkins stayed backstage and congratulated everybody and told them how good of a job we did. It was just really cool to see somebody who's so big tell you how good you did and something that you're proud of.
That's cool. That's a good story. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. How about that? How about this one over here? Let's go to Clanice in Alabama. Hello.
Hi, I'm Clancy. How are you, Bobby?
Clancy, what's happening? I'm sorry about messing up your name.
That's okay. It's a strange name. So what I want to give a shout-out to is Chris Jansen. You have him on there all the time. I made a post, local radio station, trying to get some tickets to see the Farm Tour 2015. So he, or his wife, actually, it turned out, answered back and gave me tickets for meet and greets. And my, you know, I couldn't afford the tickets. So that's why I was just giving a shout-out, you know. Couldn't win them through their local radio station. So, bam, we got tickets. And it was so star-studded. My little boy even met Luke Bryan that night and went on his tour bus, all from Chris Jansen. He rocks.
Yeah, he does rock.
That's like, cool.
Nice dude. One of the closest people that we had. Good call. I like that call because I like that dude. Thank you. Appreciate that. How do you say your name again?
It's Clancy.
Everybody's like, out of Clancy.
Hey, Clancy.
Yay, hey.
Hey, all right. Hey, thank you, Clancy. I hope you have a wonderful morning. Appreciate you. I got a tweet. It says, hey, Mr. Bobby Bones. It has nothing to do with that, but I got it. I want to read it to you. It says, hey, when you were growing up, did your mom have a talk with you about not having much money before Christmas and not to expect much? I'm a single mom of two kids, and they think that Santa will bring them whatever they want, but the budget says otherwise from what I can do. I'm just curious on how to help them prepare. It's funny because I read this, and yeah, I didn't grow up with much. But I had a grandma who was very loving, and she did. You know, my grandma told me, she would say, hey, listen, some kids don't have a lot of love. We have a lot of love. And some kids are going, they don't have love, they're going to get more presents than you. And she made me feel like because I had a lot of love, that because we were poor, it didn't feel poor. I felt like, you know what, she really loves me and she would cook and we didn't get a whole lot of presents. But that's how, that she did set expectations, but not in the, we're just not getting, it's what you already have. And she's like, we have a lot of love. And so you may not get that many presents, but you do have, you have this. And some kids don't have that. So that's how I was taught it.
That's a really good way to...
When I was really young. Until I realized, oh man, I just want presents. But still, that's how I was taught it by my grandma. So I... it's a tough one. Especially when you're around other kids that are getting a lot of stuff. But it's a... highlight the positives instead of making excuses for the negatives.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a thing. And with young, impressionable kids, that's it. That's how I was impressioned.
Smart grandma.
Oh, yeah. My grandma had me down, man.
Wise.
She's, yeah, she was awesome. Thank you for the tweet. You can always tweet me, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to. I'm here. I sit, I read them. Our positivity segment is coming up. It's called Tell Me Something Good. I'll do another good news celebrity. Hey, Jada, give me a celebrity that was awesome to you.
Chris Hemsworth.
Is that Thor or is that the other one?
Yeah.
That's Thor.
Is he huge?
No.
What?
He's good looking.
But wait.
He's not huge?
He's
not the
Thor.
Like, Norse god of Thorness or whatever it is?
No, maybe 6 foot. I'm 5'8", so maybe 6 foot.
Wow, but he was really nice to you, huh?
Oh, super nice. He saw me trying to sneak a picture, and so he came over and he said, all you have to do is ask, and put his arm around me and handed the phone to my cousin to take the picture.
That's cute.
Super sweet.
Where were you when you ran into Thor?
Yeah.
We were in Santa, my cousin lives in Van Nuys, and I was out visiting her and I was at work, and we were in this little fresh organic deli for lunch, and he was in, and so my cousin worked for Jerry Weintraub, who produced all the Ocean's movies, and I didn't even recognize him because, you know, I don't hang with him every day. And she said, okay, that's Chris Hemsworth, but act cool. I'm gonna walk over by the sodas and snap a shot.
act cool. Yeah,
he figured out what we were doing, and he was like, just ask.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah,
thank you for the story, Jade. I appreciate
Man,
you
fresh organic markets, that's where you gotta hang out.
Yeah, that's where Amy sees all the country stars.
Yeah.
She goes to the fresh organic markets. It's like Kip, Brett Eldridge, Karen Fairchild. So it's like everyone. Yeah. They're all just standing at the lettuce talking about stuff. Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Rolling Stone listed their top three songs of the year. And they aren't country songs, but I'll play them for you. Then I'll give you the top five real songs of the year. Yeah. Number three, according to Rolling Stone, is Kendrick Lamar, Humble.
Be humble. Sit down. Be humble.
I do really like this song.
Be humble.
Number two is called Homemade Dynamite from Lorde. I don't know what that is. All right. That didn't even sound like Lorde singing.
Never heard that.
I've never heard it in my life. Yeah. And then number one, Sign of the Times from Harry Styles from One Direction. And I like this song. It sounds like a Queen song.
It does.
Just stop your crying. It's a sign of the times.
So that's good. Yeah. Not met Matt someday.
Yeah. I always thought it sounded like Bowie.
Yeah. That's 70s, right? Early 80s yeah. vibe kind of thing. All right. Here are the top five songs this year in country music according to Bobby Stones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Number five.
Might have a little dirt
on my boots from John Party.
Taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside.
Number four, I think best songs in country music over the past year is I Could Use a Love Song from Maren Morris.
I could use a love song that takes me back just like that when it comes on to a time when I wouldn't roll my eyes at a guy and a girl, make it work in a world that for me so far just seems to go so wrong. Yeah, I could use a love.
Number three, song of the year, according to me.
But it ain't my fault.
Brothers Osborne, It Ain't My Fault.
No, it ain't my fault.
Number two, song of the years.
'Cause I was gonna be your forever.
Lanco, Greatest Love Story.
You were gonna be my wife. We didn't know any better. Didn't have a clue about life.
That's a good one.
I was what you wanted. You were what I needed. We're gonna be the greatest love story this town has ever seen. 'Cause we're gonna be the greatest love story this town has ever seen. So baby, say yes to me.
That's a good one, man.
Jam.
Number one. Anybody want to insert your number one? Number one song of the year, Amy? Off your top of your head.
Body Like That's a your guess. Back Road.
Solid guess.
Thank you.
Not a guess, your own opinion. Eddie, do you have one?
Yeah. Body Like a Back Road.
Well, then I feel dumb. My number one song for 2017 is
Body Like a Back Road. Driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in a 30. I ain't in no hurry. Take
it
slow, just as fast as I can.
Take it, Amy!
Woo! Got them blue jeans. Got braids in the hair.
Yeah.
Don't need no help.
Yeah.
Got Rolling Stone had their top list. Blah. That's my top five songs of 2017. I do want to say this. We're doing this show, and normally, I don't talk about specific Raging Idiot shows a lot, but that's Eddie and my band, and it's a charity for St. Jude. We do it at the Ryman, the most historical place in country music, and people fly in from all over the country, and it's called the Million Dollar Show because our band, the Raging Idiots, the first million we ever made for charity, we had it set for the show, and so we called it the Million Dollar Show. We're in our third year of doing it, and so it's just like, who will play with us? And the first year, a couple, then next year, more, and so we've been announcing acts, and so first we got to announce that Luke Combs.
And you wrecked my whole world when you came. And hit me like a hurricane.
And Dan and Shay.
Don't know how not to think about you when it's late at night and quiet. And I know that I ought to.
And so they were like, we'll play with you. So they're showing up and they're going to play songs with us during the Million Dollar Show. Introducing Nikita Carmen, who's going to be a big deal.
Oh, when you think love has a curfew and I just want you all of the night.
Also, Maren Morris is going to show up and play.
Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like
the- Yesterday, we got to announce Darius Rucker is going to show up and play.
So rock me, mama, like a wag on a wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey.
So tickets go on sale tomorrow. Hope everybody comes. We don't keep the money. It goes to St. Jude. But I'd like to now introduce... I'm already doing that drum roll.
Yeah.
Our final act that we're announcing, because there's surprises too, but like the big act, the one we were like, come on, baby, come through for us. And he did. Keith Urban.
I'm telling you, you don't need that guy.
Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. You're gonna fly in. It's worth it. Eddie will pay for your trip.
Yeah. Wait, what?
No.
I'm telling you.
Speaking of flying, but by the way, tickets on sale tomorrow. So it's Keith Urban, Dan and Shay, Luke Combs, Darius Rucker, Maren Morris, Nikita Carmen, and then there'll be surprises during the show. But it's the Raging Idiot show. Awesome. It's us, our band, and it's a big one. Naturally.
I love it.
Yeah, tickets are possible. Don't ask us for any. We don't have any.
Oh, we don't?
No, none.
I mean, nope.
Okay.
So American Airlines had this huge computer glitch. You see this?
Yeah.
They told all their pilots, hey, you can have all for Christmas. But they told them all individually. And so they're all like, oh, cool. So the nation's largest carrier could be short hundreds of pilots and have to cancel thousands of flights. The airline's human resources software approved all pilot vacation requests.
All
of them.
Yeah. They're supposed to probably go filter and see, you know, and seniority. Like,
you go here, you go
time
there.
Off. Let's
trade
these this day.
Yeah, you can have a 23rd
and 23rd.
You got it.
No. Everybody was like, everybody's off.
Merry Christmas.
Ho.
Like,
you're all free.
They need to bring some pilots back to work.
Yeah, so there you go. Merry Christmas, pilots. Come back to work. Listen. I love Christmas, and we're lucky enough during the holidays to have a full band sit in studio, and sometimes we just strike up the band. One, two, three, four.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Thank you.
Soon the bells will start.
Thank you.
And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Play the solos thing. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Yeah, everybody, thank you for listening to the show. Oh, that flute. You're doing good on the flute, Jimmy. Yeah, so we have a band in here today. It's fun, yeah.
You Bobby Bones.
Hey, Sharon, what's happening?
Hey, Bobby.
You good?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I mean, it's Thursday. I mean, I'm good. I mean, I got nothing to complain about. Yeah, thank you. Wait, what's happening with you? What can I help you with?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. First time caller.
Hey!
Woo! Oh!
Scared you.
Okay. Well, I have to say, I just finished listening to the podcast because, you know, I listened a day behind. And I was compelled to call because I had listened to Mr. Greedy Pants asking for more money than his car's worth.
Who? Oh, Eddie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Eddie has a car. They said, hey, we'll give you $800. And he was like, no. And then he took it to trade it in. They said, we won't even give you that. We'll give you $150, and that's just for the scrapyard. And he's like, no. So then he starts selling it on the air. Yes. So go ahead.
Okay. So this is what I want to know. He had a homework assignment that he was supposed to go back to the school and pay for his football game that he never did.
Right. They let him into a high school game for free because he didn't have cash, and he was going to pay with credit, and he was going to go back and take his kids and give them a learning example of if you say you're going to do something, do it, right?
Right.
So you
he was supposed to do that before Thanksgiving. And I, for one, don't think he did. And I want to know if he did.
She's assigning that to you.
First, she called me Mr. Greedy Pants.
Yes.
Now she's saying I didn't do it.
All right, Producer Eddie, have you paid back the high school that you stole money from?
Did I pay back the high school?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Okay. No, I have not.
Okay.
Ah, see?
So she knew.
That's right.
Are you the one that's been tweeting me?
Because let me tell you something. People have been reminding me more than anything, have you paid this? Have you paid this?
Because it's really a big deal. Like, they let you in, and you said, I will come pay you back. You had your kids with you.
Yes. And I told my kids that I would go back and pay it.
But have you?
No, I haven't yet.
Have you told them you have gone back?
No, I have not told them. They haven't even asked.
Football's over.
See, all these people tweeting me ask more than my kids are even asking me.
It's a great teaching lesson. Oh. Mr. Grady Pants.
And maybe you were supposed to do it before Thanksgiving.
Who said that?
That was what we said. That's right. She knows. She listens.
That's right.
So here's what you should do. You should just make a donation to the school.
Oh, boy.
For whatever the football game was plus interest.
Well, how much interest?
How much interest do we think, Sharon? Like,
no, Sharon, come on.
A lot.
Exactly, a lot.
What do we think, like 30% interest? Is that fair, fine?
At least.
Yeah, 30.
Sharon, the reason I'm Mr. Greedy Pants is because I don't have money, and now you're making me pay interest.
Well, you should. Look how long it's been. This
I know.
Been, you know, let you in for free. Now you're trying to get more money for your car.
No, not more money, just the money I deserve for my
car. You can even run, Eddie.
That's right. Sharon, that's a great call. And you know what? I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. By the way,
yeah.
How much credit card debt are you in, Eddie, you think?
Probably now $25,000. I started at 40. So, oh. Man, I've been chipping.
So you're about $25,000 in the hole.
Every time I get extra money, it goes to straight to debt.
So a producer already has two kids, a wife, $25,000 in debt. How much further are you willing to go into debt for Christmas? Because it's present time.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to go into debt for Christmas. We're not touching that credit card. That credit card's done to us. It exists, but I don't even know where it is.
So that piece of debt will never go up.
Nope.
It will only go down.
Correct.
Do you have another credit card? That
yes.
You're
we have a new credit card,
oh,
baby.
What's the Come on, Mr. Greedy Pants.
No, but the new credit card is for points and miles. Like, we're trying to get rewards for Christmas.
But you could buy the stuff that you're getting for... Okay.
Hey, it's just the way we do finances.
Are you going
in
into debt, though, for this?
No. The new credit card?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Every month we pay it off.
Okay. Oh, then that's okay.
We have to pay it off. It's a must. If we're gonna go over that amount, like, we're in trouble again.
Okay. Just making sure.
But yeah, dude, that debt's serious. That's serious stuff.
And you'll probably get it all paid off. Do you have, like, a target date?
No. Just whenever we get money, we pay it. I don't want to disappoint myself.
Is that what Dave says? Dave Ramsey?
No. Dave Ramsey says don't get into that kind of debt.
First off, don't do it.
Then don't get another card. If I can be a little self-serving for a second, we won the CMA for National Radio Personality of the Year, and it was fantastic. And, you know, it's the four of us. It's me and Amy and Lunchbox and Producer Eddie, and we got these trophies, and the trophies are awesome, and they're like glass, and it's expensive and fragile, all that stuff. You know, and it's like, what are you proud of it? But I felt like there were other people on the show that didn't get it, and that they work as hard as we do. And so, I had some plaques made. Took me a long time here to pass these out now. Look at these.
That's awesome.
Look at these right here.
Dang.
Because this show, yes, it's us. It's us four, but it's equally the people you don't hear. Just because you don't hear them talk doesn't mean they're not worth it. First of all, Morgan number one, producer of the Bobby Bones Show. Come in, accept your plaque, Morgan. Here she is.
Woo.
Morgan, producer of the show, CMA National Broadcast Personality of the Year. There you go.
Oh, gosh,
there
this
she is
awesome. Thank you so much.
Two, Morgan number two, digital producer of the Bobby Bones Show. Here you go. A plaque for you as well. There you go. And two, Mike D, or Miguel, as I have put on here, his real name. Producer, writer of the Bobby Bones Show. A plaque for you, my friend.
Let me see.
Good job, Mike D.
That's so cool.
And to producer Raymond. Dude, they misspelled your name. Don't even come in here. I had to reorder it.
Oh, I was like,
Ray threw his headphones down.
Yeah,
they misspelled your name, so I had to reorder another.
Woo!
They just misspelled your name.
What?
I know. It said Rayland's.
What? Rayland?
Yeah, it's supposed to be an M and they put an L.
Oh, no.
So you have to be here tomorrow or the next day.
It ain't even here?
It's not here. Sorry, but
they're like, it must be Raylan, I guess. I don't know.
But you do have one coming.
Yeah! They did,
but to listen, everybody on the show, the listeners and to the people's voices that you don't hear all the time, like, you guys are as important. And so I just wanted you guys to know I appreciated you too, so I had those plaques made for you guys. So the end. No awkward anything else.
Appreciate it. That's pretty awesome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'll definitely keep that thing for life. I got the diploma, another award we won, and this thing.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Raylan. Thank you, buddy. And Hillary. No, I'm just kidding. I know Lunchbox will get mad because she'll be there for like 2 weeks.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I was going to go crazy. I was going to go crazy inside if she got a plaque.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next year.
She'll only be there for 2 weeks. So.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah. There we go. Thank you. You guys are super important, and I wanted you to know that. And I wanted to do it on the air so the listeners know that you guys are super important, too. The end.
Cool.
Thank you. Congratulations, everyone, on your CMA. Man, the Matt Lauer stuff, it just started to trickle out yesterday, little by little by little. I was just like, what? Now, it's after 8:30, so for the most part, kids are in school. And this is not going to be a dirty conversation anyway, but I just know... When I talk about stuff, I just want to let people know that's what I'm going to talk about in case there's little ears in the car. So we find out that Matt Lauer allegedly had a lot of harassment, a lot of things that he had done, and they fired him from NBC, from the Today Show. He'd been on there for like 25 years, making $25 million a year. The face of a nice guy. Like when you think about, hey, who's a nice guy? Matt Lauer. Mm-hmm. And so the weird thing was I'd heard stories for years and even them like going, ooh, we can't put this out. Like Matt. And finally someone went to HR and it got to HR and they reported it and then they fired him because they felt like it was a real story. And it was like if you read the Variety article, they'd been doing it for 2 months. It was like the Olympics. Like one of his moves apparently was to say, hey, would you bring me a pillow to my room?
Huh? Dang. I didn't read that part.
There was that. Another thing was he would like just show his to people,
mm-hmm.
be like, so "Hey, weird. Look at the like what?" And I would say to people, really think they can get away with it, but apparently people have been for years and years.
It's like a thing.
It's like a thing.
And then the button on his desk to lock the door.
That's totally weird. That's what a villain does in Inspector Gadget.
Mm.
Like yeah. That's a bad thing.
Or it's just like you're totally lazy.
He had a button under his desk that allowed him to lock the door while inside the office.
Mm-hmm.
And people said management stinks. They protected the blank out of him.
Oh.
Mm. There was a whole... And then Matt Lauer put out a statement this morning. And so I'm going to play you this.
We just moments ago received a statement from Matt. And let me read it to you. There are no words to express my sorrow and regret for the pain I have caused others by words and actions. To the people I have hurt, I am truly sorry. As I am writing this, I realize the depth of the damage and disappointment I have left behind at home and at NBC. Some of what is being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized, but there is enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed. I regret that my shame is now shared by the people I cherish dearly. Repairing the damage will take a lot of time and soul searching, and I'm committed to beginning that effort. It is now my full-time job. The last 2 days have forced me to take a very hard look at my own troubling flaws. It's been humbling. I am blessed to be surrounded by people I love. I thank them for their patience and grace.
I talked to someone who works over there yesterday. I have friends that work over there. They weren't surprised, but everyone was torn because, you know, he was living like, according to who I talked to that worked there yesterday, like two different lives. Like there were people that he really helped and didn't, this wasn't a part of his relationship with certain people, like in championed and really, and then there were people that this happened with. And so everybody was just confused. Like, obviously it's awful, but they're like, I don't, and that's why you hear them, right? They're talking and it sounds like they're sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I watched their, after we got out there, I went and watched Hoda and
Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah, Savannah. Yeah. Talk up, like, do the announcement. You can tell they were just so, but they were honest about it and just being so raw. And they're like, we are so torn right now. We're experiencing this news with you. We love him. Like, they were basically throwing support, but yet also being cautious, like, with, we just don't know what's true, what's not.
There's enough truth here to be like,
well, this is
bad. This is all bad. It's bad stuff.
This is before some of the details.
But they knew. They knew.
Oh, they did?
Everybody knew.
No, I was watching them, and it was like.
Yeah, still, though. It's bad. That's bad stuff. Who are you more surprised by, this or Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby. Yeah.
I'm going to say
Matt Lauer.
Really?
I think just because Bill Cosby was in an age where there wasn't social media and there was no way for this stuff to get out.
Yeah, but the fact that he was the drugging of the people and stuff, like that just shot. No, Bill.
But there was even anyone to go to for Bill Cosby. Like Matt Lauer, there's people to report to and they probably did. They just didn't get out. Both are completely awful. But I was in the age of everything's one click of sharing. It surprises me when things don't get out.
Okay, so you're more surprised that Matt Lauer was able to keep it, or the Matt Lauer news was on the down low for so long. Not shocked at like which person did. Like I guess I just don't know as much about Matt Lauer or have as much invested as I did in like Bill Cosby and the Cosby Show. So I just kind of thought he was Mr. Huxtable, and then he wasn't.
I just don't believe anything. Like anything that's a fictional, that's not who it is.
Yeah.
It could be, but it's not until it. But for me, for it to be that, it's one click away for years and it never to happen.
I just don't know how some people are still like, some people don't have their jobs and then other people still have their jobs.
Oh, like the political people? Like Al Franken probably stepped down.
Yes, like that picture of him. Like, I'm like, how do you still have your job?
Moore in Alabama should stop running, like, get out of the race. The president has 12 women that are, it's all a thing. Politicians are all, they're all like, hey, everybody, you know.
But all the entertainment industry and news, they're like,
gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally weird.
There are more stories out yesterday about the president saying all these awful things. But all the, and Al Franken, that's Democrat, Republican, both. I don't give a crap. Like,
me neither.
You treat women like that, you should go away.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So, yeah. Still, it. Here's the positive is that there's a culture change happening because of this that needed to happen 30, 40, 50 years ago that now is starting to have to happen. And all these predators are now looking over their shoulder going, oh, because again, now you're one click away. That's it. One click away. It's a bad thing to talk about. It is the thing people are talking about. So we talk about it.
Yeah.
And we talk about it off the air. So I feel like when you talk about it on the air, there's that. I'll play a song now, but. It's uncomfortable, but those are our thoughts on that. Mr. Bobby Bones. You ever look at my Instagram or no?
Yeah, why?
That's wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm ever making a difference.
In my life?
Just in Instagram life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think you make a dent.
Yeah, if you could win on any game show, what would it be?
Oh, man, I used to love Supermarket Sweeps. Is that still around?
They're bringing it back.
Really? I got to play recently at a local grocery store for breast cancer awareness. I was doing something with Susan G. Komen, and I got to race around the store and find stuff for my car, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
I lost, but it was still fun.
That was a good one, and they're bringing it back.
That is amazing. What about you?
Jeopardy.
Okay, yeah. I was about to say that or Wheel of Fortune or something smart.
Nah, I was never good at Wheel of Fortune. My grandma would nail them. She'd be 70 years old and be like,
my grandma
the
too.
Cat in the hat has no sprat. And I'd be like, how did you get that? They don't even show any letters.
She's like, nail I'm them. Just good.
Yeah, Jeopardy would be fun for me.
Yeah, I'd hate that. I'd be like,
I get a real.
Can I play another game for 10, Alex?
Can I walk over to the Price is Right for 100, please?
Yeah.
I get like a real adrenaline rush from playing trivia.
Okay, yeah, you do.
One of my friends texted me. I don't know if you guys want to do this. One of my friends texted me yesterday, and she was like, hey, let's have a get-together. She knows I don't like the word party. She said, well, let's have a get-together at your house, and it's a murder or mystery game, and everybody dresses up as a character.
What?
Clue?
Yes, but real-life Clue. You have to figure out, like, who everybody dresses up as, like, something, and then only, like, two people know who the murderer is. And you kind of play a game to figure it out.
I'm in.
I love Clue,
But you have to get dressed up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but everybody gets a character.
So wait a second. You're actually considering this?
Yeah, because...
What?
I was not the game guy on the road. We'll go on the road.
Uh-huh.
And she brought a game, and it was called Quiplash. And we started playing it, and I was obsessed with it. I was obsessed with winning. And I was like, we got to play, because I was so good at this game.
Mm-hmm.
I was killing people, right? And so then she was like, what if I'd like to have this get together? And I was like, man, my therapist says try new things.
Yeah. This is definitely that.
So would you come? Would you get dressed up and come?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, you would?
Yeah, and this usually revolves around dinner, right? Like mystery dinner. So
let's do it. You're going to provide dinner.
That's mine. That's fine. That's all good. But the holidays are coming. We're doing the holiday dinner at Amy's house.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a date for that?
I'm working on it. You're pretty busy.
I'm just gone a lot.
It's okay. I've been given your master calendar. We're working on it.
Man, one time Amy got so mad at me.
What? I'm over it.
I know, but she came to my office one morning and she was,
Because work moves me all over the place all the time. Like, go to these cities. We're on the road all the time. So he's like, I'm tired of going to people about where you are.
Or just to say hey.
You can like, always say hey.
I don't know.
Text all the time.
For a minute, I did not feel like that was the case, so that's why we had to talk.
Amy came and just scolded me. And she was like, I'm tired of going to people to find out where you are. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Well, that's normal. Listen, after 12 years, you know, it used to just be like us. We all would just talk to each other. And now Bobby's got so much going on that it's not just us anymore. And so it was growing pains. But now I'm there and I can get an answer faster, more efficiently, and it's actually correct if I just go through someone else. So now I'm like, bring on the other people. And right now I'm coordinating Bobby coming to our Bobby Bone Show Christmas party through other people, and it's amazing. Like, he's probably actually going to show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of going through him.
Get in the car. Where am I going? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so it's cool. We're cool. We're cool.
Amy got so mad at me, though, guys. You have no idea. She got so mad at me.
I probably cried.
He did cry. Yeah, it was the whole thing. Are you hanging stockings in your house, Amy, for your kids?
They are hung with care.
Oh, they're hung already?
Yeah, stockings.
Wow, hung. I just hope.
No, they're all hung. Everybody's, mine, the kids, and I've already pictured them running downstairs Christmas morning to see.
Let me talk
on
my heart for a second, please. Let me talk on my heart.
Mm-hmm. What? What?
If you're new to the show, Amy's been in the adoption process for 5 years.
Yeah.
Tried to have kids, tried to adopt domestically. She was on a mission trip, not even to adopt. She was just going on a women's conference. Went to an orphanage, met these kids, and decided these are the kids that I want to adopt.
Yeah. But we saw a need for older kids, and we were like, hey, do we need a baby? No. So, yeah, we have older kids, a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old.
And that's how old they are now.
Yeah.
It's been a 5-year process, and I've just seen you get hurt so many times because you're like, oh, they're going to be here in May.
Yeah. I hung their stockings last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But that was more so just in hope that they're coming. I knew they weren't going to be here for Christmas, obviously, but I was like, oh man, it's going to be soon, probably like February, you know?
One of my friends reached out yesterday and was like, what's happened with Amy? Like, what do you know off the air? And I was like, honestly, nothing has been said to me off the air by her that she doesn't say on the air.
Yeah.
Like, if you're listening to the show, you know what's going on. We try to share with you as much as we possibly can. And so...
Yeah, but yesterday, my adoption agency did call and give me information that I sort of already knew, but it's okay. Because, you know, I had gone down there and done some stuff like myself. But the fact that it's circled back around to my agency and they're delivering news to me is really great because that means it's legit.
You still feel like they're here between the 10th and the 24th of December?
I still feel like, yes, that means they're going to be here before Christmas. 100. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. The news I was given yesterday, like my adoption agency, like giving me that confirmation, I was like, okay, yeah, this is really happening. Like, this is real. Those weren't fake documents. This is real.
All right. All right.
You know?
Yeah. Our version of the news.
Whoa. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I have somebody on the short list that could be playing the royal wedding.
Okay.
Apparently, Prince Harry is a big fan of The Killers.
Oh. I wonder if you're an artist and you get that, like if that's a big deal to you, like, ooh, I get invited to play the royal wedding.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because I think it would be something, but I don't think it would be like the Super Bowl halftime show.
It's still a wedding that you have to play as a band.
Yeah, but it's the royal wedding.
True.
Yeah.
So, Bobby, you get to have any big superstar come play at your wedding. Who do you choose?
Pyro and all?
Whatever, yeah.
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
It's either Garth Brooks or John Mayer. Mm-hmm. Those are my two favorites. So
you might as well have them collab.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who it would be.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool.
I know it's a cop-out answer because that's both, but yeah.
Man, if we get tickets to the royal wedding, it's hard for me to say.
Oh
I'm
goodness.
Going.
They're not even going to know what you're ordering. You got the royal wedding? Ma'am, I don't know what that is.
I really want to go, or if anybody knows anybody that has extra seats.
To the royal wedding. Okay.
I want to wear a hat.
That's the Kentucky Derby, all right? What else do you have?
So Harry Styles said that Shania Twain is his main fashion influence.
Oh, look at him. Just stop your crying, it's a sign. Why Shania, I wonder?
I don't know. I was like, maybe is he into like the leopard? She does have like a unique fashion.
Oh, absolutely.
Of her own. So yeah.
I don't know why he would.
I know. And then there was a picture of them together. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe he's really into her. So then it got me thinking of like, who are our fashion influencers.
Oh, Tom Brady for me, for sure.
You did once buy Uggs because Tom Brady was wearing Uggs. And
not
to clarify,
once.
Not
I
the
many
Ugg-
things because Tom Brady wears them.
No, the Ugg boots.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He wears cool clothes.
Crazy.
And I'm totally a sucker for advertisements. And I'd be like, oh, he wears that kind of sweatshirt? I probably need
he sits
that.
On that bed?
Yeah. So, I like Tom Brady. I know a lot of people don't like him, but I like Tom Brady as an influence. You?
Karen Fairchild.
Oh, you do love Karen.
100%.
That's like a compliment with Amy and her girlfriends if someone's like, oh, you're totally Karen Fairchild tonight.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's like an adjective.
You're Karen Fairchild tonight.
That's how we describe ourselves. Like, what are you wearing tonight? Basically, Karen.
Karen.
It's like hashtag goals.
We were at a charity event, and Amy and I were with the Little Big Town.
Oh, I dressed for her that night.
Yeah, Amy was like, I hope Karen sees me because I'm dressed really cute.
Did she say anything?
No. We didn't see them.
Oh. We saw them. Only performing.
But we
had to leave early.
They didn't come out, and then we had to leave early.
They said hi to us from stage, but there's no way she'd be like, Amy, I love your outfit. But I knew she's probably thinking it.
On the drive up there, she was like, I just hope Karen not comments my outfit. Like, Amy loves Karen Fairchild.
Like, that would be a group text to some of my girlfriends, like, OMG, Karen just said she liked my outfit. No big deal. Yeah.
What else you got?
Okay, so should you force your kids to hug relatives during the holidays? Like, Thanksgiving just happened, Christmas is coming up, and it's like you could be with, you know, your brother's cousin, sister, whatever. I mean, it's family, but at the same time, should family be hugging on your kids?
Well, Eddie, you have two kids. Ooh. Do you make them hug their uncles and grandparents? And
all
stuff?
The time.
The ones they don't know?
Yeah, sometimes people just be like, oh, and they'll go for the hug, and my kids will just like hide behind my knees. I'm like, no, get back over there, give them a hug. Don't be rude. Is that wrong or what would happen?
No, I don't know.
I don't think there's a right or wrong.
There's no right or wrong. Parents are just, I've seen some debates online and it's like, so we teach our children not to hug strangers and all of a sudden at family gatherings, we're like, go give so-and-so a hug. And then kids are like kind of confused. So should you just force them to hug or let them do like a high five?
Yeah. Ooh, knuckles.
Daps.
Chicken wings. But it's the thing because we grew up having to hug people.
Yeah, that's how I was
probably raised. Don't think it's the right thing to do to make them hug people they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there's not a right or wrong answer.
You always have to think, like, what are they going to do when they grow up? Are they going to just grow up thinking that it's okay to hug everyone? Because Bobby doesn't, you know.
Yeah, but Bobby's not a hugger, not because hugging's wrong. He just doesn't like that.
Oh, I'm totally against. This is what happens behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, everybody
listen. You want to know what happens behind the scenes on this show? Artists will come in. They'll bring the record labels and their managers and their cousins, their mailmans. And everybody wants to hug me. And
Well, they hug everybody in the room, isn't it? Not just you, but
they're working their way to me. Let's not play.
Right? Oh, so they get through us to get to you.
They're working their way to me. That's how I feel. I'm like, step one.
Coming.
Uh-oh, step two. So as they're working their way to me, I'm like.
Bobby's like.
Oh, I do
I'm
that.
Sick.
I'll be like, guys, I got a cold. I feel like a hug should really mean something. I feel like if I'm going to hug you, I want you to know that this is genuine emotion and I'm embracing you because I feel something.
That way hugs mean more.
Fake hugs are not for me. It's like fake, hey, good job. I don't say fake good job.
Mm-hmm.
If something's like really good, I'm like, dude, that was really good. And I want you to know that was really good because I don't throw around compliments like, you have one. I'm not Oprah in cars. But yeah, I don't like hugging it.
Yeah, okay.
And then some people come in, I never met him in my life. Yeah, give me a hug.
You don't give me a hug.
I'm like, I got a cold. Hey, Parmalee, sorry, I don't feel that good. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else?
Lastly, counting sheep doesn't work. I know sometimes if you're struggling to like go to sleep, you're probably like, okay, I'm just going to count how many sheep are jumping over the fence. But what does work is picturing yourself in a pleasant, relaxing scene, such as being near a waterfall on vacation. Mm. And participants fall asleep 20 minutes faster when they do that.
I've also found if you count Ambien, that also puts you to sleep.
Just count.
No, count them as
you take them down.
Oh, that's a good one.
You're crazy.
Okay, kids.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thanks to Chris Stapleton for coming by, and he'll be back tomorrow, which is cool. We don't get to see Chris around here a lot. You know why? Because he stays to himself. Because he's got lots of genius things to worry about. Not coming in here messing with us knuckleheads. But Chris Stapleton, he'll be back tomorrow. His record actually comes out tomorrow or midnight tonight. And I haven't heard the whole thing yet.
Really?
No, I don't listen to stuff. How long have we been doing this show together?
A really, 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 really long time. But I just figure maybe snuck this one in.
I
didn't. I've been hearing you say you don't know I don't. The album, yeah. I feel like maybe deep down you sneak it.
No, I didn't sneak
this one.
Because
you're such a fan.
No, I'm like the listeners. I want to hear it the day it comes out. Tomorrow the record comes out from Stapleton. He'll be back in. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. You can see a picture of me playing a concert for my dog last night. Speaking of Chris Stapleton, awesome music. I was practicing. My dog sits there and just is like, what's happening? And then he just goes to sleep while I'm playing. That's our life.
Kind of cute.
No, he just gets annoyed. He's like, there's nothing I can do about this, so I'm just going to go to sleep. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. The Bobby Bones Show.